אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Shalom Australia and Shana Tova. First on the news this week is Victoria announcing, the Victorian government announcing that that state will become the first state or territory in Australia to make the public display of Nazi symbols illegal. In a landmark reform announced on Wednesday, September the 2nd. Dan Andrews' government said it will legislate a ban on the swastikas and other Nazi symbols, expected to begin in the first half of 2022, in recognition of the rise in neo-Nazi activity and its role in inciting hate behaviour. Extensive consultation will be undertaken on how the ban is to be crafted to ensure appropriate exceptions are in place for things like educational or historical purposes or for other specific uses of the Nazi symbol. Our Minister for Multicultural Affairs, Ross Spence, said Nazi symbols glorify one of the most hateful ideologies in human history, so we must confront hate, prevent it, and give it no space to grow. Welcoming the announcement, Shadow Minister for Police and Crime Prevention, David Southwick, said for too long, frontline police and local communities have been powerless to stop the Nazi swastika being used as a tool to spread hate. So this ban will go a long way to signalling that hate and violence will not be tolerated.
So does it mean, Shane, that people won't be able to take swastikas with them to all sorts of demonstrations?
Yeah, that's right. So no flags or banners. There's been graffiti with swastikas quite a lot, unfortunately, in Melbourne in the last 12 months as well. So that will make that crime more serious than, for example, just vandalism. This is quite a long time coming. One person who's been campaigning for the last 3 years for this is Anti-Defamation Commission Chairman Tavir Abramovich. And he said, I never lost faith that this momentous occasion would come to pass. It's a day for the history books.
Well, you see, it is the first Victoria is the first state or territory in Australia to ban the public display of Nazi symbols, which is amazing. And we can just hope that other states and territories will follow, especially last week, last Saturday, a Brisbane man was attacked while on his way to shul. He had his 11-year-old son and the attacker shouted Heil Hitler. And can you imagine how traumatic it is for the men and for an 11-year-old child to witness such an attack on his father?
Absolutely awful, this one, really bad. They were on their way to a bar mitzvah last Saturday in a synagogue in Brisbane. And as you say, they were attacked in that way. The attacker, who has not yet been identified, started shouting the offensive phrase and giving Nazi salutes after seeing the 48-year-old father wearing his kippah in the city's CBD. The community member who reported the incident to Queensland Police said he was shocked to see the man's hate-fueled rage. He said, at first I didn't realise what he was shouting, but when I looked into his eyes, they were filled with hate towards me, and I could feel his hatred directed down into my bones. He punched me in the face and then just walked away. The spokesperson for Queensland Police said the matter is under investigation, and officers have been provided with a description of the alleged attacker, and anyone with more information is encouraged to come forward. And this attack comes as reports of hatred against Jews in Queensland is increasing, and a parliamentary inquiry is reviewing hate crime and vilification laws. The Queensland Jewish Board of Deputies Vice President, Jason Steinberg, described the attack as sickening, and it's evidence, he said, that laws and needed to be strengthened to protect everyone, but particularly Jewish people just going about their business and being attacked because they're Jewish.
And we are talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist at Australian Jewish News, and you are listening to SBS Shalom Australia, Jewish Australian Update with Nitza Lowenstein. Shane, on a positive note, We are Erev Rosh Hashanah 5782, and there are lots of messages from community leaders, from the Prime Minister, for the Jewish community for the new year. And I must say, this is going to be very, very different Rosh Hashanah, as all of us in Sydney and Melbourne are going to celebrate the high holidays under lockdown. But can you tell us about the messages?
Yeah, sure. So we had political leaders offering Rosh Hashanah greetings. We had Prime Minister Scott Morrison, opposition leader Anthony Albanese, and New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian, and New South Wales opposition leader Chris Minns and their Victorian counterparts as well. I'll just read you a short bit of Scott Morrison's message. He said, of course, the pandemic has cast its shadow over all of our lives and kept us from the rites and gatherings we yearn to celebrate. He said, I know this year your celebrations will once again be subdued, but I have faith that you will find inspiration and sweetness in these days of awe as the sound of the shofar echoes in your hearts. The late Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks said that Rosh Hashanah allowed us to begin anew, forgiven, cleansed, undaunted, and ready for the next challenge, the next year. Though some challenges still lie ahead, I hope you can begin this new year in a renewed spirit of hope and faith. And we also have the winner of newspaper's annual Rosh Hashanah card competition was 10-year-old Year 5 Mount Scopus Memorial College student Rachel Feldman, who made a beautiful apples and honey drawing, very very detailed and very colourful.
It's beautiful. And I must say, I opened the Australian Jewish News this morning and I saw this lovely girl holding the card she made. And I thought it was so lovely. I really, really liked it.
Yeah, it's very, very good. And it's going to be used, of course, in our staff emails, which is a nice little touch. And it's also published in the special Rosh Hashanah 30-page supplement that we've included with plenty of articles about Rosh Hashanah and also, you know, about a dozen or so other competition entries from other kids. So, yeah, it really, really looks nice. They've all done a fantastic job.
And before we go, it seems that, unfortunately, we are busy with COVID and COVID cases, and there was the head COVID case in Montefiore and another one at Redem. There are lots of Jewish students at Redem. They had to close the school there.
Yeah, that's right. There was a cleaning contractor tested positive for COVID at Monty in Hunters Hill campus. Fortunately, the 23 residents got tested and they were all negative. So that's a good result. So they'll be in isolation and cared for by the staff. And, yeah, as you mentioned, a primary school student tested positive at Redham. And that school, although it's operating only very small capacity at the moment, like all schools, we're learning online. It has been officially closed for deep cleaning before any other students can come back.
Shane Dziadnik, thank you so much for really, really good reports. You've got lots of listeners. I must say that thousands are listening to our chats every week around Australia. And I would like to thank you so much, especially now we are ending the year and we are starting a new year, a new Jewish year, 5782. And I would like to wish you Shana Tova Umetuka. Thank you.
עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.